Oh, here it is. Look at this one.
Most days, finding artifacts...
Oh, I found another one.
...as easily as changing the sofa...
Fall down these cracks.
...would be a historian's dream.
Woo!
Not today.
This is the worst nightmare as a historic preservationist.
The Wynwood Inn was one of the largest log cabins built in the 19th century. It's a National Historic Landmark and one of the oldest remaining stagecoach inns. It's sheltered the Revere.
Andrew Jackson has stayed here a few times.
The Notorious.
This room here was a room that Jesse James stayed in.
And last night had its worst visitor to date.
It's just... God. I'm sorry.
Tour guide Nettie Bates loves all of Wynwood's stories, except its latest one.
Jeez. Oh, God. Talking about ancient.
At about 10 o'clock last night, treasures gathered over decades, scattered over miles.
The Indian artifacts. There's a lot of them here.
Dozens of volunteers will now help rebuild.
It's going to be a long recovery.
So many stories of so many people.
And one day, Nettie will be able to tell the story of 2008, when logs crumbled, but a legacy didn't.
It's become a part of my life, too. And I have to kind of help preserve the history and to pass it on to other generations.
In Castalian Springs, Ann Marshall, Channel 4 News. In a place reserved for lost souls, St. Rita is losing its faithful.
Es un hombre muy gentil.
The 1:30 Mass in Spanish used to draw 600 to 700. In the last couple months, it's estimated 200 parishioners no longer come. A broken tradition for those who broke the law.
They scare the migration employees that come and take into Mexico.
Putting a face on this fear is nearly impossible, as obscurity is the only safe place.
¿Qué les trajo aquí?
With an interpreter and hiding their identities, Merced and David, both illegal immigrants from Mexico, say they crossed the border nearly 10 years ago for three reasons.
Jennifer, Victor, y Alex. And they came here looking for a better future for their kids.
Louisville is home, and lately rumors have them sticking very close to it.
She's scared. I'm the one crying. She's very scared even to go to the store. She's scared that they will be separated, and one of them will have to go back to Mexico, and that the kids will stay here.
Those fears are very real. Family. Separation happens constantly in the United States.
Immigration lawyer Ron Russell says there's always a chance undocumented parents will be deported, families divided. But there's no chance for most to ever become legal.
There's no way for them to become legal in the United States. Our law does simply not allow that.
For most undocumented workers to enter this country legally, they would have to return home. With only 10,000 work visas available worldwide, the wait in Mexico to obtain a visa is 5.5 years. And since many have already been in the U.S. illegally for over a year, U.S. law bans them from returning for 10. So many, like David, find a place where they're needed.
Construction.
But not always wanted.
It's hurting the economy.
Independent contractor Jonathan Bradford says immigrant labor threatens the livelihood of Americans.
People are going to look for cheaper labor. They're not going to have to match benefits. They're not going to have to provide medical.
Last week, his frustrations met with suspicions.
I was being a jerk, really.
Before a break, he loudly commented on how he should collect green cards. Those few words enough to scare off some workers who have not returned.
After lunch, now, it was said they were finished, but I don't think they were. They had a crew come back the next day. So I don't feel bad about it. Whoever's legal, they're more than welcome. I don't have a problem with legal. It's fair competition then.
The way we enter the country, there is no way we can become a legal resident here.
Every day, caught between the past and the future they're trying to build.
May 1st, She sent them to a school, and the oldest one came back saying that some of his friends didn't go to a school because they went to the march, and why they didn't go to the march, since going to the march will make them to get papers.
Without papers, even listening to the word of God is frightening.
This is the first Sunday after they have missed two Sundays, and she came today because he was able to come with her. But by herself, she doesn't go anywhere.
We heard the sirens go off. We just knew, you know, that the thunderstorm was coming.
When the tornado hit, it was boom.
Disaster is a word now being learned.
It's okay. It's all right. Okay,
by some who don't even know their ABCs.
Don't cry, okay? Everybody's all right.
I've got all these kids and grandkids over here trying to get me, you know, all this stuff packed to the front.
For the Compton family, just hours ago, this was still a second home.
My mamas.
Because we were just here last night. I don't think they know what to think, that's for sure.
Now, it's a house full of whys.
Why is there a flashlight right there?
Because they have to see.
And where's.
Is the cat okay?
Even with questions.
Where's that picture, Daddy?
They've been given a simple answer.
The tornado came through here, and all of the roof came off.
But there's a lot to grasp when fear is still happening firsthand.
We're just trying to get all the...
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Hey, guys.
They're just putting that tarp.
Lord. Well, this won't fall through with
it. I mean, that was my first tornado ever.
For Christopher, his concerns in the aftermath are basic.
All the electric's out, so we can only eat chips and dip.
Still, this is the same little boy who now knows what mortality is.
I was crying really hard.
Even if he's too young to know what it means.
It's kind of scary, wasn't it?
I felt like I was going to die, and I was holding on to my mom's hand, and we were hoping that we would live.